At Tulane University today, a peaceful protest turned violent when a grown Arab man with his two children drove past students in the back of a truck, stopped, and started lighting an Israeli flag on fire. Then a Jewish student went to retrieve the flag, and the man's son was going to burn, and the grown men came into the street and began beating the students with megaphones, punching them. There's a video. I just shared it to my Twitter account, at the Hoffather. Joining us now to tell us exactly what happened is freshman from Tulane University, Penina Sassone. Penina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Is it Sassone or Sassoon?
Sassone, you said it perfectly.
Fantastic, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so are you okay? That's first question.
I mean, as okay as I can be. The past month has been crazy, but today was definitely a big moment. So I'm okay.
All right. That's the most important thing. Tell us exactly what you saw. Tell us exactly what happened.
Okay. So today there was a peaceful protest that they were doing on their side. There was a big street, and on one side was the pro-Palestine protesters. And on the other side, I wouldn't even call it a protest, were a couple Jewish Tulane students with some Israeli flags and kidnap posters that my cousin had given me to distribute. And we were just, you know, singing Hatikvah, singing Israeli songs, Osei Shalom. We were having a good time, of course, with the, you know, a lot of slurs and things that were shouted at us. We were still embracing the fact that we were together. And then we kind of noticed that there was this truck that kept driving back and forth, probably seven times. And on that seventh or eighth time, he stopped, the guy in the truck, rolled down his window and couldn't see his face. He was wearing some sort of scarf, and he had these two kids in the back that were probably between middle and high school, I'd say. One was holding a giant Palestinian flag, and the other kid reached down into the truck and grabbed an Israeli flag out. And I was thinking to myself, what is he going to do with that? Where did he get that? Is he going to rip it? And then he pulls out a lighter. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I've never seen anything like this happen before. And he starts lighting the flag, and everyone was just baffled by that. And one of the brave students that was on, a Jewish student from Tulane, ran, and all he wanted to do was just get that flag. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone. It's a very difficult thing for students to watch, or for anyone for that matter, to watch their nation's flag be burned. So he took the flag down. And all of a sudden, the second kid in the truck began hitting him with the flagpole.
Oh,
and
God.
It's a giant metal flagpole. And then at that point, two other students ran from the Tulane Jewish students, went to go help him. And then these two grown Arab men came out from the other side and began hitting one of my friends with a megaphone. The other guy was punching him simultaneously. I mean, grown men. And then this girl from the other side also ran up to one of my other friends and hit him. And it was just very uncalled for, and we were not expecting it.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, calling it uncalled for. I'd call it assault. So,
yeah.
Penina, let me ask you
that
this.
Too.
Yeah, describe where this happened. Was this on campus? I mean, Tulane's kind of like in the city a little bit, so it's not like one of these big sprawling campuses off campus. Where was this when it happened?
So, Tulane University is kind of split up into the uptown campus. It's split up into these two sides, divided by a street called Ferret Street, which is a main road. And when it comes to protests, as we've seen, there's been tons of anti-gay protests and, you know, all sorts of crazy things that we see once in a while. And the rule is you have to stay on the sidewalk. You can't go onto what's technically Tulane's property. But the bottom line is they're in between campus. So students are walking past these protesters to get to class. And the ironic part is that the pro-Palestine protesters were very few, even Tulane students. They were mostly Loyola students, which is the university next door to us, and grown adults from the New Orleans community.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to hit on. So number one, this is the same stuff we saw at University of Washington here in Seattle, where a lot of these protesters are from off campus. We see Antifa activists. We see the Stop the Sweeps homeless type activists. I mean, all the activists who needed a cause today, they showed up. It's that kind of thing. That's what they do. But the question is, if this is technically Tulane's campus, where was campus security?
Yeah, that's that. A lot of us were thinking that too. They did not get permission through the university. It's technically not Tulane's campus because it's the sidewalk. There's a very clear, and as long as you continue walking and you're not stopping, then it's not considered loitering. There's a whole lots of rules, and they made sure to follow each and every rule. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know how they managed to get over to the other side of the road and assault our students. We were told that police was going to be there and kind of expected that. There was a couple teachers or Tulane faculty that were standing in front of us, making sure that we weren't on the road so cars could pass. But other than that, there wasn't much visible security up until that point.
So let me make sure I got this right. No campus security, no New Orleans Police Department, nothing for kids, and a bunch of adults came to beat up college kids and start a fight. And that's exactly what they got.
So there were some police officers, but in terms of what I would expect and what I've seen in the past in protests, you know, they would be right in front of us.
Sure.
But they were off to the side. There were police officers, but they were off to the side. And I mean, they didn't anticipate what happened. And so, I mean, no one was really prepared for that. I haven't seen anything of the sort happen on any college campus protesting thus far. But yeah, we definitely could have used more security, 100%.
So after you tell your parents or they see you on Twitter or whatever the case may be, do they say you're coming home right now? You're coming home and you're not going back. What was that discussion like with your family?
So when this event, the actual incident happened, I was actually on the phone with my brother and freaking out. I mean, he was in class. We were on the phone. I wanted to show him what was going on. My family is a very pro-Israel supporter. My mom works in Israel education, and my dad's Israeli himself. And, I mean, I don't think they were too worried. My dad definitely is like, you know, I got to call the president and everything and definitely making sure that I'm going to be safe. But the bottom line is we can't hide, and I think that is the driving force, that the reason why I'm still here.
Ah, I like that, because something that I've been seeing that's been bothering me, and Panina, you might be the perfect person to talk to. We're talking to Panina Sassone, who's a freshman over at Tulane University, about this crazy incident with pro-Hamas people on campus or in between campuses, as it were, today, assaulting Jewish students. I mean, we see this stuff happening. We see it going on. And what I'm worried about is Jews cowering in fear so more incidents happen. Whereas, I mean, you know, we don't do that. We don't run away. We stand up to the fights we have because we've run away too many times. So is this only emboldened the pro-Israel kids on campus to stand up to these guys more?
Right. Yeah, we've never seen, at least from, I mean, I've only been here for a year, but when I was applying to Tulane, I was under the impression that it was a very strongly Jewish populated school and a safe place. And until now, we really have, with the exception of some graffiti, 2 days ago, I believe, we haven't seen anything of the sort. And even though it is stemming from maybe the college next door and some people in the city, I definitely do fear for myself and for other Jewish students on campus. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a lot harder now to push through that fear.
Insane. Absolutely insane. This is what's happening on college campuses in America. You mentioned some teachers there. It seems like they were more concerned about traffic control than you guys, or were they concerned about traffic?
It did feel that. Yeah. I don't know. It did feel that way a little bit. I mean, when my friend was assaulted, I walked back over with him because he was bleeding. So we walked to the side where the stairs were, because there's a building right behind where we were gathering, and there was a teacher that was helping. And, you know, the people in the back were definitely helpful for the kids that were struggling with what was going on, but those who were blocking the traffic, it wasn't very, it should have been more supportive for sure.
Hanina, I'm very sorry this happened to you, but at the same time, I'm very proud of you guys for standing up for what you believe in and not letting bullies push you guys around. And you should keep doing that safely, of course, very, very safely. I'm going to give you my email address. You know how to get in touch with me, with the person who put the two of us in touch. I'm going to make sure you have all my contact information, because we're going to reach out to the university. We're going to get requests for comment. We're going to find out what happened. We're going to pursue the story, because it's absolutely insane that this is what is happening in college campuses in America in 2023. Hanina, you have yourself a wonderful Shabbos. God bless you. May you stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. This kind of stuff is absolutely horrifying. Horrifying.